What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, too bad, because this is going to be one of your last times tuning in. Let you go back, watch some older episodes. We don't know how long we're going to carry. This might be the last episode. We going to have to decide. We got to let people know so they know if they need coming back or not.
That's true.
We was going to do the month of August. We almost didn't get this one because Greg didn't want to come back and do it. Acting like his brother-in-law. he didn't want to come back and do it, but we here. So we're going to let you know by the end of this episode if we're going to be back or not. Anyway, this is a podcast we do every single week, and we talk about pretty much all the world issues. We come from a level-headed place. We two black men. We husbands, we fathers, we uncles, we brothers. And we here for the people. We here to offer some normalcy.
Yes.
A whole bunch done happened since we've been here. God dang.
Yes.
Woo! It's been a lot. Anyway, we usually kick this off with getting something off our chest. Goose, you got anything you want to get off your chest?
I do, man. Life be lifing. I'm getting tired of paying for everything. I mean, any and everything. I saw this girl on the internet, and she paid for a printer. Went to the store, bought a printer, right? Came home. No, matter of fact, she bought her printer. Then she bought the paper for the printer. She bought the ink for the printer. She bought the internet that she needs to use the printer. Then she had to buy something else for the printer. But then when she was ready to print, she couldn't print until she bought the damn app or subscription to the printer.
Hell no.
$5 a month to print paper that she done paid for all this shit.
Nah.
Then you paying for the electricity to go through the damn printer to make it work. Everything costs money. I mean, everything. And they going to make sure you pay it. Everything. They going to make sure you pay it. I'm like, man, there's just life be lifing.
I refuse to buy anything that needs a subscription. I read the fine print on anything I'm purchasing to make sure I don't need a subscription, as if I'm looking at a food ingredients that might be poisonous. Like, where was we at? One of them was places we stayed. They was like, well, if you download the app, you can communicate. No, I'm not downloading shit to communicate with no damn body. That is stupid. Call me old, call me whatever. I'm not putting no more damn apps on my phone.
Yeah.
Especially to do something simple. She got to read the fine print. You got to. I'm not downloading another goddamn app.
On top of that, paying for everything, golly, slipped my mind that fast. Hold on. It was right there. Paying for everything.
Paying for everything.
Everything. Oh, we went out to eat, me and the babies and Mel. We go, and they got valet. Y'all, the valet... Literally, you pull into the valet, the parking spots were right here.
Mm-hmm.
I drive up, get out. This man backs my car in right here. I come out to get my car. I see my car's right here. This man comes out. He takes it, loops around. I pay the guy under the umbrella $20. He gets my car, pulls around, opens the door, gives me my keys, and he's like,
shit.
I'm like, appreciate it.
What the hell's going on? Yeah.
So me and Mel driving off, and I'm like, I'm thinking that dude wanted me to tip him.
Absolutely.
Life. And these everybody wants some goddamn money for nothing. Then the food was bullshit. Going out to eat and paying $300-something for a meal.
Y'all fancy, fancy.
And it's, well, now you got, key, well, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say, where'd y'all go? Yeah, yeah. Who was at this little hole of the wall called Morton's?
Man, and I don't care about going out to eat. I'd rather cook at the house and spend that money on something else worthwhile. Cause after a while, you done had it all, and there's nothing. Man, it don't be worth it. The only place, though, that I enjoy and I like this male spot is Catch. Catch be having good drinks and good food.
That's the one I was about to bring up.
And flawless every time. But everywhere else, man, I could be in the back cooking and come up with something better than this.
I went, valet. So I don't like people to drive my vehicles, none of them. Mm. They never drive the O's. If I drive one of my classic cars somewhere, you park right here. I'll pay you, but you're not driving my car.
They probably can't touch the pedals on your car.
But my trucks, I don't like them driving. And if I see an open spot, I would just go park in it. They always try to flag me down. I'm like, here, I'm going to still pay you. Mm. But I more so do that. It's like, I understand they just trying to make an honest dollar, but I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
And then a lot of these restaurants, they will purposefully have guys out there because they probably taking a cut of the dudes of valet. I'm like, it ain't right. That pisses me off like none other to have to valet something that is right here. And a lot of times if I walk out and see him, I'm like, give me my keys. My truck's right here. Are you sure? Yes. Why are we going to wait for you to pull out when we can just walk to the truck and get in and pull off?
We went to the hospital. I'm dropping mail off. I had the valet park in the hospital's parking lot. I had to pay. I was like, look, man, she's just going in and coming out. That's $10. Or you can park on the street. Blase, blase. And I'm like, man.
So you just sat in the car?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have paid them then.
No, I didn't. I actually sat there, and I'm like, yeah, roll the window.
Did the Rihanna.
Like, like make me move type shit. But you got to pay for everything, man. It's wild. I mean, you're paying the hospital bill. If you got insurance, you're paying for your insurance. If you ain't got insurance, your bill about to be skyrocketed.
Medical industry, that's a whole nother.
And now you paying $10, $20 just to park your car to get served. Like, man.
Medical industry, that's a whole nother episode. But you brought up Catch.
Mm.
Everybody we know, anytime they have something, they drive, they want to have something at Catch. I refuse to go back to Catch for any damn thing.
What?
It's too damn far away. The food is good, but it ain't that damn good. It is not that damn good. I'm like, we going to Catch? Y'all have fun at Catch. Yeah. I'd be damned if I drive all the way over to L.A. to go to this crowded-ass restaurant.
It'd be crowded.
To eat food. I'd rather go to Joey.
Mm.
Right here in Woodland Hills.
I ain't been. Oh, I have been Morton's, to Joey's. Yep.
Right here in Woodland Hills.
Yep.
I'd rather go any. It's so many places right here in the Valley. And everybody, most people we know that we go out to eat with are right here in the Valley. We don't convince people to move over from L.A. to the Valley.
Mm.
And anytime somebody, it's my birthday, going to Catch, I send you a birthday card. I ain't going back to Catch. <It's, 'cause laughs> for one, I can't stand, even if I do take a car somewhere, I don't like the chaos of parking. And doing all of that, or you get the car service, they pulling out, gotta let you, man, no.
Yeah, it'd be a lot, man.
Not in my fours. I don't like going through that much trouble just to go out to eat.
Yeah.
Back before I had kids, we had friends, like I said, a lot of people lived over in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody had houses, especially we were younger, so wasn't nobody buying houses. But the people that could afford houses even then, they would live over in the middle of LA. They would live in these apartments, where they would live in these townhouses with crowded streets and nowhere to park. Mm. And I'm like, unless you clear your personal spot out for me or hold a spot for me to park, I'm not coming to your spot.
Yeah.
Not doing it. I'm not parking 30 minutes away and have to walk up to your goddamn.
Yeah.
Angel just asked me yesterday, do a hot Tanksley take. That's when I give my negative opinion or I complain about something. Mm. She said, New York, this is way too easy. New York, anyway, I ain't going to go through that at the end. But Catch, oh my God.
Yeah, Catch. Because
everybody we know, that's where they go. We got friends come in town. I heard this place called Catch. Nigga, then go there and meet me at my house when you done.
Catch is, I don't know, me and Mel might go once every 3 months.
$300.
Maybe. But no, it wasn't Catch. It was this other sushi space, Yashiami or someplace off of Franklin Ave. But it wasn't worth it at all. We won't be back to that month.
It's Asian food over here. I keep saying over here, Willing Hills, like we right next to Willing Hills and we not in what's the place called? Where the 24-hour fitness is and all them shops in Willing Hills.
I couldn't tell you. Studio City?
No, in Willing Hills, Studio City.
I don't know, man.
The village.
The Village, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, get out of here. You know where the Costco is in Willing Hills?
Costco?
Yeah.
Right next to the mall.
Across
the mall.
What mall?
You know where the Equinox is, where you used to, in Willing Hills?
No, all of my Equinoxes were in Beverly Hills and West Hollywood.
Yes. West Hollywood, like that's a flex.
Yes.
Anyway.
Willing Hills was nice too, though, but I didn't go to that one that much.
Anyway, there was a, not that much, but you went once?
Yeah, because
the village is near there. Shut up. Nah, what I was going to say, me and Angel, we went to this Asian restaurant. I think, yeah, it got to be Asian persuasion. It's restaurant. And we ordered food. We didn't know what we wanted to order. We see all the stuff on the menu, like, oh, we're going to order this. We usually get like a bunch of appetizers. Yep. Then we'll get two meals and maybe three meals, and we'll like just share. And then what we don't eat, we take home. Mm. The portions at this restaurant were enormous, and we had no idea.
Dang. Volcano?
I think it was Volcano. And that food, is it good?
Yes.
Yes. It might not be Volcano that I'm thinking about.
Volcano is
this fat. Food was horrible. Everything was fried. Everything was fried. We got lobster. It was fried.
I don't even think Volcano
in the shell. Everything was fried.
The shell was fried?
They took the lobster arm, size of my arm, put batter on it, and they must have just dropped it in grease and fried. And that's how. And the portions were enormous.
Well, so y'all was in like, the back God of a dang. Gas station.
No, this was a nice looking restaurant. Mm. So we was like, well, this is a lot of food. God dang. So when the first thing come, we was like, and then we ordered two because I wanted one. She wanted one. It was so much food. And we ate a little bit of this food. And it was just like,
dang.
We got a table full of nasty ass food.
Dang.
I can't remember the name of it, but I'll never go. I know what it looked like. I'll never go back to it.
Volcano has the best fried rice. Like, my kids killed that. But I love their sushi. But
look at Volcano.
Volcano is, where is it located, though? I think they have is one it in the Burbank. Mm-hmm. They have
like
one?
Across from Pitfire. Mm. And next to that, like,
but it's obvious that you and Angel just have totally different taste buds than everybody else on planet Earth because everybody likes Catch. Y'all don't like Catch.
I think they just like the experience because celebrities and stuff be going there.
Oh, that could be it too. That could be it too. Talk about celebrities, man.
Y'all are
we
trash.
Saw.
It was Volcano. I can't believe y'all like that place. That food was so horrible. It was bland.
You know what?
We didn't get the fried rice.
You know what?
Oh,
let
it
me
was
not,
salty. That's what it was.
Let me not say that. The only thing we get is the vegetable fried rice and sushi.
I don't think we even got that.
We don't get nothing else.
Only thing we got sushi. I think I got lobster.
Oh, okay.
I got something else. They had the
we Uber eat
filet chicken thing.
The
like
pinto
almost
box.
Like a fajita plate.
Oh, okay.
It was
fajita
every
plate.
It was like. If you know what a fajita ain't nothing but chicken, broccoli, and a
tortilla.
And rice, basically. Yeah, without the tortilla.
Oh, okay.
And it was like the chicken was like it was frozen. Like you could tell it was like in a plastic wrap frozen.
Yeah.
It wasn't even, you could tell it was processed.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like stringy like chicken's supposed to be. It was, this is processed. It was the most horrible food.
Yeah. I forgot who said it, but yes, going out to eat is just the biggest hustle now. Because to your point, frozen, reheated,
mm-hmm.
I remember we were in Chicago. In Chicago, we had a nice time in Chicago. But this one restaurant
so dope.
Brought our food out. I mean, we were the first people there. I ordered sliders and some fries. They brought the fries out. They weren't warm. They were just like like room temperature. The damn sliders that had cheese on. I was like, do the sliders come with cheese? He said, no. I was like, all right, well, put cheese on mine. The damn thing come, the cheese was like damn dried wax. I'm like, how does this happen? And I'm the first person you serve.
Lego block cheese.
Man, I bit into it. And I
that's shocking because Chicago got good food.
Yeah, and every place else was outstanding. Yeah. So the dude came. And let me tell y'all, this is how I know they were on some bullshit. As soon as he came back, I said, hey, man, the fries are cold. The sliders are, like, what is you serving us? All right, man, I'll comp your whole meal. With no hesitation.
He knew it was trash.
He was like, man, I just work here, man. I was like,
he knew it was trash.
And I had a beer. I was like, and the beer.
Yeah. Bring me another one. Because I know y'all didn't cook this.
That's it. Hey, man. They literally gave me some shit from yesterday that they didn't sell.
Yeah, that's horrible.
I'm telling you, if it weren't for Mel, I would never go out. Well, if it weren't for Mel, Melissa, and Kev, they'd be loving to go out to eat. If it weren't for them, man, I'd be having food. I would be eating at the house every day. The only reason I would go out would it'll be to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Just to let me see what this drink is. Let me see what this drink is. Other than that, I would not eat nobody's food, man.
Yeah, me and Angel, we have a spot that we go to consistently called Kingfish in Calabasas.
We haven't went. We need to go.
Oh,
there.
That's our spot. Okay. That's our night spot. That's our random middle of the week spot. We go there because we like seafood mainly. Uh-huh. We love seafood. We get the oysters. They got octopus. I be tearing that up. They got a bunch of stuff that we absolutely love. They food be good. But it's, it's close. It's convenient.
Mm.
You ain't getting all this riding for a long time. And
there's
parking. If you don't even want that, there's other restaurants right there in that little center that you could go to that's close. That's why we like Finney so much. Because it's right there. You don't want Finney's, you got the other spot, Gus's or whatever. Mm. You got the other spot. It's right there. You can park, go in. Kiss my ass. And we got Larson's.
It's Larson's.
On Topanga.
Mm-hmm.
It's right across from the Village. If you standing in the Larson's parking lot, the Village is right
there. Oh, okay.
There.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh,
we
so
went there
right
for
there.
Father's Day.
Okay.
When was Father's Day? This past year? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Father's Day. What?
Dude, when you said this past year.
I meant did we already pass Father's Day. It's been a long summer. We going to get to it. Went there for Father's Day, and I ordered lobster. And this is the type of service I like. Food comes. He's like, happy Father's Day. Oh, yeah, thank you. Anyway, we order food, order lobster, get my food. I cut into the lobster. I didn't even take a bite yet. I cut into the lobster, and I noticed he walked off.
Mm.
The waiter, he like walked off like at an awkward time. I was like, you know what that is? Put the lobster in my mouth. I'm like, it was like overcooked. It was like mushy.
Mm.
So I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, Angel, I said, they got to take that back. I can't even like muscle through that. So as you know, I'm sitting there eating whatever else I got, kids, we sitting there talking. He comes back with a fresh one.
Mm.
He's like, here, I could tell something was wrong with that. So here you go. I wanted you at least to be able to enjoy everything else on the plate.
Oh,
brings
damn.
Me a new plate altogether.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, thank you, man. It's like professionalism. He could see just the way that the fork, it went through the fork.
Like he was like, he's like, damn, they gave him the wrong. That's supposed to go to that table. This nigga, he ain't tipped me last time he came. Yeah. I mean, that's what you want, but you don't get that.
Nah, you don't get that. But Larson's is close. It's right down the street.
Larson is close.
And it's good food.
Yeah, we saw, what was the Jackson brother?
Jermaine
there.
I was going to say,
he
you
was
ain't
down
seen no
there. Man, this is side note. This side of his head looked laminated black I was like
somebody said it looked like porcelain, like a porcelain helmet on his head. Yeah,
what's happening, man? Anyway, love the Jacksons.
Do you? Hey, so
this man,
y'all, we ain't been
porcelain
here.
Porcelain helmet.
That's what I. Somebody told me that's what it looked like. It like shiny. It looked like if you hit it, it'd be like.
Yep.
What's that on your head?
That's exactly what it looked like—a candy apple. That wax be on candy apple. Exactly what it looked like.
So y'all, we ain't been here since I don't know. It's been a while. Since before, was it before or after the wedding? The wedding was in July.
It
June,
was before
right?
the wedding. Our last one was before the wedding.
Was it? Okay, yeah. All right, so that's been a good minute ago. Wedding was about a month. Yeah, we've been gone about a month, a little longer. Mm-hmm. So update us, Goose.
On just life and what's happening?
I'm going to tell you some key points on my end.
All right.
Because I don't want to forget. Throughout all our travels, like we done talked about it. Me and Angel, we done been to New York. We've been to Kentucky, dropped the kids off. Dominican Republic, trash. Paris, for work. Back to the Dominican Republic for a wedding. Wedding was beautiful. Resort, again, trash.
Mm-hmm.
I said New York, didn't I? Oh, yeah, New York. Thought I started off with New York. You sure?
You did.
Kidding, you ain't paying attention. Kentucky, pick up the kids. We stayed for about about 4 days just to relax a little bit. Came back. Since then, we went camping against my will. Now we back. I ain't going nowhere else. But I was in Paris.
Mm.
You been in
Paris. Oh, yeah, I've been in Paris.
Everybody smokes.
Yep.
Nonstop. I don't understand it.
It's a thing.
I told Angel, I said, they can't be reporting their cancer rates accurately.
Yeah. It's cigarettes, y'all.
Cigarettes. Everybody just puffs. They blow it in your face. Just the babies, the dogs, birds, everybody smokes.
Everywhere.
Cigarettes everywhere you go. And I was like, the only reason I can think of that they not cancer ridden is because their food doesn't have all the chemicals in it.
That's exactly
because their food is light. Most of their food is nasty.
Yep.
Paris does not have good food.
Mm-mm.
Our hotel that we stayed in had breakfast every morning. That food was phenomenal.
Mm.
I mean, it was so damn good. Mm. Chicken, sausage, eggs, any kind you wanted. They had a dude making omelets, whatever kind of eggs you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Their breads, I already said it on our podcast, shouldn't nobody on this planet be making croissants but France.
Oh, is that good?
No, croissants. Did I say croissants?
Yeah.
Or did I say yeah, they're croissants.
You said croissants.
You know how you grab them with the tongue?
Mm-hmm.
Saw this whole thing of croissants. They was only about that big. I grabbed the tongs and go pick it up, thinking I'm picking it up lightly, and I crushed it.
Mm. It was fluffy like that.
It was fluffy like cotton candy. It looked like a normal-ass croissant.
Mm-hmm.
I put that croissant on my plate and ate it. I said, I will eat these.
Melted in your mouth.
I will eat a full bucket of these damn things. Oh, they were so good. So, long story short, we ate like crazy, and all the food I ate, I did not feel stuffed.
Yep.
Or bloated or sleepy. I was hungry, which I'm normally hungry anyway, but after a heavy breakfast, I don't be wanting to eat for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hour and a half later, I'm like, I could eat again, because it didn't have all the fillers and all the toxins and stuff. But the thing that made me think about you is they had these grapes. Go over to the grapes.
They had seeds.
These grapes was huge.
Mm-hmm.
They were like the size of
my balls.
Unmature, yeah, exactly. Unmature lemons. So that small. Nah, these grapes was big.
Yeah.
Pick up a grape, bit in, and it was a grape. You don't just throw it in your mouth
and
chew it because you're gonna chew. You gotta bite the grape. And the seeds is easy to bite around.
Mm.
Saw that seed up. Spit it on out, kept eating. I said, this is how a grape's supposed to be.
Yep.
Red grapes, too. I love red grape. Greg, that was the size of that damn paper towel that you bought up.
This big?
Them things, I'm telling you, they were big as hell. I said, if they injected this grape with something else to make it look big, it was worth it because it still had the seeds in it. Them grapes was huge, and they were so damn good.
Yeah.
But the food in Paris was trash other than the hotel. The hotel food was absolutely phenomenal. The lady... One of the women from Paris, she the day we were working, she was all excited about going to lunch. She kept talking about it. Went to this lunch spot. We didn't even know it was a lunch spot. We thought it was a club.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause the day before, me and Angel, we went out walking around, seeing the city and everything. and it was a large crowd of people standing out front. So we looked, we didn't know what it was. It was like, oh, it must be like a play or a club, because it was packed.
Probably
lying all the way.
Catch version of London, in London.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you about it.
Okay.
So we go, and the next day we go, there's nobody in line. So we walk up, and we had reservations, so they let us in. As soon as we sat down, I look and look, because we go upstairs, I can look downstairs, and the line forms again, the crowd. And then everybody else comes in, and this place, we got a table of probably, we had two vans of people, so it was probably 20 people. And we had one table. They probably had six tables in the upstairs area like that, and somebody was sitting in every single chair. It was packed just upstairs.
Yeah.
So she was like, oh, I can't remember what she kept calling it. Food is great. This, you guys are going to love this food. So we're looking at the menu. It's in French. Everybody got their phones out translating.
Yeah.
Trash. This food was not good.
What type of food was it?
Everything. French food.
Yeah.
They had anything. Chicken. They had seafood. Steak. Everything you wanted. It wasn't a specific category of food. Mm-hmm. You just didn't have breakfast. They had I think they opened at a certain time. So it's, you know, explains the line. But they were packed every day, and people was in there. It was they had appetizer for the table, so they French people was tearing that appetizer up. Mm-hmm. Me and Angel tried it. We bit into it. We just looked at each other like,
I wonder,
they
though.
They were tearing into it.
Have we as Americans been sitting in shit so long, we just don't notice it? So when we go over to certain places and their foods aren't genetically modified or over seasoning or dipped in vegetable oil and seed oils, are we just turned off from it? And they're like, you're just hooked on the drugs you've been taking. Because cereal, I need to confirm this, but they say they make some cereal here in the States and deliberately do not add the color dyes to it. And then they ship it to Canada and London and all these other places. But they specifically add the dyes to the American cereal and feed it to us.
I can believe that. There's an ingredient in a lot of cereals, BHT, BTH. Because otherwise the food, they add it to the cereal, and the chemical is dangerous, but they add it to the cereal to make it bearable to eat because it's that disgusting. However, I will say I don't think that's the reason, because we can go to places that have good food and talk about how good the food is. Like the hotel food.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing done with that food. They just got a regular egg there that they cooked.
It's probably somebody from Kentucky in there grilling.
You think somebody from Kentucky?
All right, now. Come on now.
Went to the Renaissance Hotel?
Yeah, they paid him.
No. He was French. Trust me.
What's up?
But now, and then you go, like me and Angel done been to a bunch of islands that have nothing to do with the U.S.
Yep.
All that food be good outside of the Dominican Republic. Dominican, I feel like, is too close to Cuba. That's where my people are from. On my dad's side, Cuba. Cuba does not have good food. And Dominican Republic is right next to it. That's the only excuse I can think of is why they don't have good food. But most places we go to have really good food. Out of the country, have really good food. I've heard that Paris does not have good food.
Yeah, they don't.
They got croissants. They do. Don't nobody do pastries better than Paris.
Yeah.
I walked around and found. I'm assuming was the hood of Paris, one of the hoods, just to get me a crepe. I said, I'm gonna get me a goddamn crepe. I walked and walked and I walked to a place that looked real sketchy. Just random people standing on. Everybody just stands around. I don't know. Think anybody works.
What's up, fam? You got that food, fam?
Huh?
I said, what's up, fam? You got that food, fam? They looking for the food, the dog food, the drugs.
Okay. Went to this spot.
You watched Snowfall, Franklin? Yeah. They were talking about the food.
Yeah, but he has a bad California accent. No. French.
All right, fam. French, English, whatever it is. Go ahead.
No, that crepe was fire. It was worth that walk. It was heavy. It was heavy. Yeah, the weight of a burrito. That crepe was so good. But no, so I do think a lot of people's taste buds are skewed by, you know, I put that on more so of like people that love fast food that can't go to like a nice restaurant and enjoy their food. Like, we know people that have to put salt on everything. I'm like, that's not good. The fact that you can't just eat. But if you can go to another country, like, I've traveled enough to taste other people, other countries' food to where I can be like, no, they just don't have good food.
Yeah, Miss.
And that's why they smile, because the food ain't good.
Miss Laney just said, though, she said yes and no, Greg, to your question. Europeans are the only ones that prefer Europeans' food. Like,
yeah,
that's true. I haven't, to your point, there has been no one that comes back and says that food was fire in Europe. Like, no one. But when you, like Miss Laney say, somebody go to Jamaica, Mexico, Japan, they be like, man, that food was fire.
Yeah.
So,
but Europe, pastries, do something. Everybody else stop.
Yeah.
Ceased and assist. They need to come from Paris.
Now, we went to Belgium when we was on tour, and they had this breakfast, free breakfast downstairs. And y'all, when I tell you, when I eat breads or pastas or cheese or whatever, I get bloated. When we was there, man, I was doing them things in. I mean, I was all up through there.
Greg, that second day, after the first day when I ate, I don't know, I probably had like 6 croissants. I didn't feel bloated. I was still, you should have seen.
He walking out in their pocket.
I got a plate of croissants before I started fixing my plate and ate those first. Fixed my plate and then finished up with croissants.
That's crazy, man. It's wild. They poison us over here, man.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely bad.
We getting the top boy. Yeah, fam. Appreciate it. That's what it was. It was snowfall. It was top boy. I said snowfall.
Speaking of poison, I was watching this thing this morning, this video. So, you know Shark Tank.
Yep.
The black dude that's on Shark Tank, dude started Fubu. He been scamming the hell out of these people.
Damon Jones? Yeah.
He been scamming the hell out of these people.
The people coming on the Shark Tank? The contestants.
So I watched this video earlier, and I had to dig into it. Oh, so there was the football player that came out basically with this apparatus that will remove the bone from ribs.
Yep.
And I think
I seen that.
Al Becker, he's an ex-football player.
Mm-hmm.
I think altogether that ended up turning into like a, I don't know, like a $5.8 million thing. Mm-hmm. Like not just from that, but just the whole thing that came up. I think the baby back ribs and stuff derived from that and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, that family only received like $600,000 from that entire thing. They tried to sue the dude, Damon from Shark Tank. He got good lawyers. They ended up losing the case. The family did. They can't even talk about it no more. The daughter posted the emails about this, them, like, y'all ripping us off. Like, this is what y'all doing. And this ain't the first time. This dude has been ripping off people for a long time.
This is a good, I'm not a lawyer, but
tell her, look into it.
What?
The only reason I watched that video, this dude that did the video, is like, you know, us as black people, we already have our guard up when it comes to white people. You know, when it comes to white people, we've been getting ripped off. We mean, a lot of stuff's been done to black people in this country. When it comes to money, when it comes to just in general. So we already have our guards up. You would think as somebody, you know, you let your guard down when it's your own people.
And I think his wife is white too, though.
He, you know, and he turns it out to be no different, if not probably worse.
I think his name is Damon Jones.
Yes, Damon something. Fubu. He's one of the dudes was on the Fubu commercials. It was like four or five dudes on the start of Fubu. He's one of them. Now he's the bald head dude on Shark Tank.
I think he's wife is Latino. But I think he's a part of Actively Black, too, though.
I don't know if they still hold the FUBU. Because, you know, that dude's well-connected. He played in the NBA, Actively Black. I don't know if FUBU is still under his umbrella.
So what I can say is I'm gonna look into it too.
Yeah, Damon John. Yeah.
But what happens is, especially with us, well, with people in general, you create something and, you know, you give away your rights to it. So I can see Damon John or any other investor saying, "Hey, I'll pay you a 7% royalty on whatever is happening," and depending on the contract, because if they had to sign something,
for it to go
that way. Unfortunately, lack of knowledge. You sign this, and in the fine print, this shit said up to 600K.
Thing is, when you have that much power as he does, it ain't even fine print. Like he can be lawyered up. He's got enough money to where even if he is wrong, his lawyers can create a hard enough case to be like, see what I did there, or just they end up outrunning the people suing them. So this is like, oh, we can appeal.
Oh yeah, and it's like
I can pay these lawyers for 5 years. You can't afford to keep going to court.
Yeah.
And the other thing, so he said they were saying on the show, they'll say, "Oh, I'll give you, you know, $300,000 for 30% ownership."
Yep.
"I'll take 30% ownership of the company and I'll give you $300,000."
Yep.
They'll say that on camera.
Mm-hmm.
They'll dial it back, "Oh, I'm going to take 50% of the company or 51% and I'm only going to give you $100,000." This is when the cameras is off.
Mm.
You know, because they say deal on camera. That don't mean nothing. That's just for the cameras.
Yeah.
I was like, man, these people.
Yeah, it's wild because life be lifing. People are scammers. Real life scammers. You would think you're a multimillionaire. You would think. You would have, and as a black man, you would be like, "Let me help these people out." And you're not even helping them out, giving away anything.
You're
earning money from this,
which you should.
Yeah,
but at the same time, come on, man.
How you gonna get 5.8 million and these people only see 600,000? Yeah. The only way I think this happened was they sold everything to him. And then he was like, "Oh, I can kick them completely out and get it that way." And even with that, it's like, why even do that? Why not school these people?
Right.
"Hey, I got you right here. Look at this contract. You signed this. Now, let's redo it so next time you won't get caught." Yeah. Like, help the person out.
Right.
Like, what would have it, if you would have told me 5.8 and they got 1.2. million, I'm like, "Oh, well, that's probably put up all the money."
Yeah,
but 600K,
he made that last week. He'd be like,
"That's what I'm saying."
That's the thing. I don't understand where people make it so long or so big to where greed becomes a part of the equation. Like, and he's just like one example, but he's done scammed. One of the dudes that he was sending people to is like doing time right now. And I don't think it's over the scams, but over some other stuff. But he was helping. He was another contestant.
Golly.
That was on the show. And he would send other contestants to him. It was like, "Yeah, he'll help you build everything." And he was scamming them too.
Man.
Yeah, that was just one thing. It was. Go ahead, because the next thing is something I emailed you. No, I texted it to you because I knew you would be into that. You probably didn't look at it.
Go ahead, talk about it.
So I seen this thing, and I sent it to Goose. People putting cameras in Airbnb, hidden cameras.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all.
There was a thing this company got caught because they were putting hidden cameras in their Airbnbs and, like, catching everybody doing everything in the privacy and not doing nothing illegal. And they tried to say, "Oh, it was, you know, to make sure that people weren't trashing or, you know, messing up the Airbnb." But if they rented it, you can see if they doing, you know, you can go in and check it. But they've been putting these hidden, it's a lot of companies doing it, putting cameras in Airbnbs.
Yeah, I'd be so paranoid. This house that I'm in now that we rented, they have these fire
the house
smoke
you in,
detectors.
You been in there for?
Oh, yeah. No, in the beginning, not now.
Oh.
When I go through a house, when I check a house, or when I'm in a hotel room, I look in the ducts, I look in the clocks, I look the smoke detectors. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally twist them off the wall.
Yeah.
And see if it's a battery, like if it's a real smoke detector.
Yeah, you got to look in all that stuff.
All that stuff. And now,
I do it in hotel rooms.
At
the resorts, I was checking everything. Man. Then I was like, hey, my stroke is superb, so I ain't got nothing to be ashamed of.
Y'all, I know in some place they done got me beating the crap out. They probably like, look at them going at
it. On tour.
That's how they be blackmailing all these people. They probably like, hey, man, I got you all on tape. Touching hey, this, doing that. Yeah. Hey, if you got a tape of me touching myself, I hope you do put it out. I'm going to be like, so what, man? I don't care. You recording me.
Oh, man.
But, damn, people be putting, they even have shower heads. The crazy part about it is that they're allowed to manufacture these things. They have shower heads that have cameras in the shower head. So you would never know. And the water works around it. It's wild, man.
If you know what you're looking for, you can spot that stuff. Like the one I sent you, there was a charger that was plugged up. Oh, so you saw it?
It
was
seen
like
it.
A charger, like looked like an iPhone charger or a Samsung charger. It was black.
Mm-hmm.
That something was plugged up to. So they unplugged it because they were plugging in their own stuff. And then they didn't think it was weird until the owner or the company kept coming to them and was like, hey, we need that charger back.
Yeah.
And how adamant they was about getting the charger back. Turns out the charger, and it looked like it had a camera in it, though. But the charger had a camera inside facing the bed.
Y'all know how y'all be, because I'm the same way. You see a block, a charging block,
you take that.
And that's what they did. Yeah. They took the block, and then Airbnb host was like, hey, we need that block back. And that's like, when they looked at it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, then they looked at it, it was like, oh, it's a goddamn camera. But even that block, when they showed it, I said,
yeah, it did.
Looked like a camera.
It was like a big lens. Like, come on, man.
But no, I always check the AC vents, the smoke detectors, the return vent.
Yep.
And anything clocks and anything that has a black like screen cover.
The light in the shower in them hotel rooms, the light that's in the shower, if they have one, that's just right up here, and you like, huh. I turn that joke off and I'm like, I'm looking all up in there. People are wild, man.
Yeah.
This is, why are you, the footage can't, I guess the footage can be as clear as possible. But man, people have these fetishes. And you got the internet, though. Like, you can just look up porn.
Yeah, you really
can. You can look up stuff.
The other thing, like, when me and Angel went to Cuba, we purposefully stayed at an Airbnb to support the local people.
Oh yeah.
And that's some people don't want to give money to like these big corporations, even though corporations own Airbnbs now too. But a lot of people try to, oh, let me get the Airbnb, and you got a little more freedom because it's a house. But then you faced with this bull, and like you said, you can just look up your own stuff. Why you got professionally shot? You ain't got to sneak and do it, but people are, they sick in the mind.
That's what they got, cameras so small.
It's like the size of a pinhead.
Yeah, they fit everywhere. I haven't
in
used.
Your body.
Yeah, you know what I'm gonna do? Cause we're gonna go on tour in the beginning of the year. I'm gonna get one of those little wands to see that detect.
Oh yeah.
Cameras, and I'm gonna see if I can find one.
You know they got the.
If I find one though, see I'll be. If I find a camera in my room, I'm calling up to pray. Hey, let me get about 500K. Yeah,
TMZ, what y'all doing?
I ain't going to tell nobody I found the camera now.
Yeah.
Just give me 500K and we good. Now, if you don't, this shit going up on all social media platforms right here, right now.
You know they got the infrared things. You scope stuff behind the wall, like the AC tool. It's like a handheld thing. You know, back in the day, it was a suitcase in a, like.
Studs, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like,
Oh, it's just a scanner.
Like you
can see,
yeah, like it just shows the image of behind the wall.
Damn. Imagine doing that. Imagine doing that.
You see through the wall.
It's a human in the wall looking through a pinhole, like,
and you like you look like a torso.
I punch right through that shit.
Put your foot right through the wall.
Yeah, focus.
We ain't talking about your summer though. We talked about my travel. I wanted to get back to that.
Off the craziness of Airbnbs and secret cameras. My summer.
Hold on. Somebody said, let me know if my footage is in demand. That's a side hustle.
Like, hold on now. What you making off of this? Because I can come
in. Cut me a cut, you know? That's what I said. My stroke is superb. I ain't
but
got
you
nothing to
be ashamed about. You come in different clothes, different outfit every time. Like, yeah. Different outfit.
There it goes.
Yeah.
Shirt off.
Yeah, I go through scenarios.
Jogging through the room with a chubby.
Or you come in like a maintenance man. Yeah. Dun, dun. That'll be funny. That'll be hilarious. Is my footage on the, yeah. What they paying? Yeah. They probably making stupid money on the dark web. They probably no all type of OnlyFans pages.
Yeah, I put cameras up in my house.
I told you. I need to make that OnlyFans. But no, summer, we dropped the kids off at, we went to the wedding, Mexico wedding, and the wedding was superb.
Yeah, that resort was nice.
The resort was nice. The pool was literally like walking in, jumping into your tub.
We stayed in that pool.
It was warm.
We didn't get to kick it with y'all in the pool.
Nah, we, and that's.
But y'all went there before us though.
We were, but like with kids and stuff.
Oh yeah, it's different. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a different world. But the pool, the food was decent until
the green juice.
Man, I had Tank said he was like I was peeing out my booty.
2 weeks.
I had what's his name? Boat.
Usain Bolt.
Usain Bolt. My shit was running.
Yeah.
Running. And I terribly, y'all, it was bad. I didn't feel bad, but when I had to go, I couldn't let no farts out. Because if I did, it was coming out.
See, that's what was different with me. My stomach was cramping so bad. Like, I was in pain.
Oh, I wasn't in pain at all.
And juice was color my shirt. No, it was lighter than this. It was like.
Yeah, I was drinking that green juice, too.
How many times you drink it?
Oh, it was every morning.
Oh, see, I just had it twice.
Oh, I had it every morning. And that's what kept me from tipping my concierge. Y'all done poisoned your boy. I done paid all this money because it wasn't cheap to have the runs. It was, woo! So next time I go to Mexico or any other place that they say don't drink the water, I'm drinking canned soda and I'm just eating bread. I ain't eating shit else from these motherfuckers because it was 2 weeks of every, and it was back to back.
Yeah,
you go to the restroom, sit down. It was, man, it was, that's how it sound. Like you turned on the water faucet. Yeah.
You got to wipe all your cheeks off with those splash bags.
It was, horrible,
man.
Shout out to all my medical providers that take care of people and you got to deal with stuff like this. Because I was like, goodness gracious.
I would have been good if my stomach wasn't cramping so bad.
Yeah,
I was in pain.
Yeah, I wasn't cramping at all. But anyway, the tour, not the tour, but the wedding was outstanding. When we got back, we took the kids to Atlanta, and they stayed in Atlanta for, I think, 2 to 3 weeks. While there, though, my renters in Atlanta moved out. So now I had to get the house ready to rent again, but come to find out downstairs in the basement, because we took up the carpet because we want to put some vinyl planks down, plastic
like hardwood floor.
Well, they're like plastic vinyl planks that's scratch resistant, water resistant,
but it looked like hardwood
floor. Yeah, it looked like hardwood floor. Contractor got down there and he showed me a picture of his water coming through the foundation or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, damn, gotta get that fixed. in order to get somebody out there, it's going to take forever. I wanted it to get fixed before I left, so I took it upon myself to do so. That was sort of a mistake, because I don't know if it's really fixed right now, but we're gonna find out. Down. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It definitely slowed down.
Mission accomplished.
They ain't going to know.
Yeah, exactly.
Did that, came back to the house. We went somewhere. There was Melissa's. What did we? Oh, we went to Santa Barbara. Thanks for Melissa's birthday. That was a cool old
Santa Barbara
resort we went to. But after,
y'all was at a resort?
Yeah, but after coming from, it was an old one though. Like
I know they had resorts out there.
Yeah, well, it was set up just like the wedding one, but it was just older buildings and older place. But coming back from that wedding, everything just seemed really comparing it to the wedding area.
We rented a big ass house in Santa Barbara. And
that's what I want to do for the baby's birthday. But we might not. Anyway, so the babies were out there for about a week and a half. I called Ken. I was like, hey, coming Thursday to get you. Dad, we just started having fun. I was at Papa D's house. Now I'm at your mama's house.
Yeah,
I want to spend time.
Leave your kids alone.
Let them
be out there.
And I let them. Like, go ahead. I just had to call my mom. I was like, hey, are y'all up to? And she was like, look, Sergeant Major is kind of rough. She's talking about Micaiah. She was like, but we can handle it. Mind you, my dad is what, 74? And my mom was 70, 71, maybe. So you got these older people up and downstairs dealing with cooking every morning, every night.
It's good for them.
Oh, yeah.
Get them some youthful.
They say grandparents live longer as long as they have grandkids. If they're around if they're around their grandkids, they live longer because it gives them more purpose or whatever. Then me and Mel just at the house, man. Just burning the midnight oil.
Very and relaxing too.
Mel doing the I'm not a lawyer but situations, covering those cases and stuff. And then somebody said it looks like I've been eating good. Thank you. Because I haven't. It's been Jack in the Box milkshakes. Cookies and cream.
The kids are chasing around.
It was cookies and cream. I was waking up late, eating pizza.
Man.
The one thing I haven't done, though, I haven't drunk any liquor. So that might be what it is. But your boy has been just off the chain with the sweets and foods and stuff. Then picked up the kids. We had the hospital shoot. Kev on Stage Studios. They had a lot of other influencers come out to shoot this skit, the hospital skit. That was good, funny. And now setting up and getting ready for reaching out to churches, and churches are reaching out to us for the 2025 tour that we're going to go on. So that's where we are.
You know what's funny is after Mexico and the way I was hurting, and then we ended up going to Dominican and all that, you know, I ain't drinking none of their water.
Dang. Less
than a bottle, I ain't drinking. That's why I only was drinking liquor.
Straight out the bar.
I was drinking rum, and then apparently I have my tolerance for rum is way too high because I have to drink too much of it. I don't do the resort.
Yep.
What they serve at the bar, because it's all just watered down, and I knew that. So I was like, I ain't going through that again. I bought my own bottles coming through the airport. When we got off the plane, as soon as we went through customs, I said, let me go over here. And he said, you ain't going to get no whiskey? I said, no, went in Rome. So I'm going to got two bottles of rum. Nah. I drunk in one day. I drunk so much of that rum. I never caught a buzz.
Damn,
the
really?
The entire time until I switched over to whiskey. That Imperial rum I did a story on I posted. Everybody's like, hey, it's the best kind. It's the best kind. Man, I drunk so much of that. I'm like, I don't like drinking this much alcohol. Switched over to whiskey, and then I would drink bottles of water. But they bottles of water, it was like, You know how you got a seal and it break?
Yeah.
Them seals weren't breaking. They was like already open.
Oh, yeah.
They, I said, no.
Nah. Yeah.
No. Absolutely not.
There's this.
That's what made me stick to whiskey.
There was this Instagram.
Beer. That's what I was drinking. I drank some beer. I was starting to drink beer. Oh. Presidente.
Hey, hey, like, yeah, you would go wrong with beer.
Nah.
They ain't contaminating beer. Hey, beer already just across the board the same. There was this Instagram video. This I think he's a rapper, but they're interviewing him, and his partner threw him a water. He was like, man, let me get a water. So he threw a poop. He was like, hold up. That wasn't sealed. He's like, hey, man, give me another water. Yeah. You don't hear that click.
You don't hear that click? Nah.
There's so many videos of these people in different countries sitting out putting water, rebottling water, mm-hmm. and just putting caps on, throwing them out. And yeah. This has never happened to me. So I'm paying attention when it comes to eating food overseas because I've never ate something and then it affected my body the way it affected my body when we went to Mexico. Yeah.
That shit is wild. Not the antibodies, the bacteria.
Yeah.
In it.
Probiotics.
Yeah, it was stronger than what we used to, or more, or different ones than what we used to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I was on. Everybody thought there was only one until that text message went out.
Oh, y'all.
I thought I was the only one suffering from this.
So it was like having COVID, right? You walk in a room and you just like, what's up, y'all? What's up? And everybody like, damn, what's wrong with you? Ain't nothing wrong with you.
No, with me. Yeah. They knew something was wrong with me.
And then, what happened? Somebody texted me. No, before we left the resort, one of the guys, his name is Bishop, he was like, man, my stomach been bugging. I was like, yours too, man? Oh, snap. And then Josh, then this person, that person. I'm like, everybody got this?
Man.
That's what pissed me the fuck off.
Nah, I was in the airport, and I got to grab a ginger ale.
Yeah.
Because my stomach was starting to feel, I was like, I feel a little nauseous or whatever.
Mm.
So I grabbed a ginger ale. I'm sitting in the airport, sipping on that. Stomach starts hurting a little bit. I'm like, I don't know what this is. So we get on the plane. We sitting on that plane, my stomach, it feel like somebody's punching me in my stomach. I'm like, dude, what is wrong? Angel's like, you got these baths. I said, I ain't never went on no goddamn plane before.
Yeah.
So it was me, Angel, Josh, and Imar was right in front of us. Steve-On, his wife, was all up there in first class together, right? As soon as we take off, we get to 30,000 feet. As soon as I feel the plane level, they don't even turn the little light off yet. As soon as we level off, I go to that bathroom. Goose, I think I tell you?
Yeah, you told me.
I'm in that bathroom, I mean, for a good 30 minutes, tearing it down. I'm in, God dang. I walk out and I'm like, and everybody look up at me. I'm like,
my bad.
Whew.
Yeah, man.
But I was in pain the rest of that flight, though. But, yeah, I ain't never been messed up like that.
I remember in the Dominican, wherever that was, I think it was DR. But people were dying from the liquor there. Like, something was in the liquor.
Damn.
And people were, like, having heart attacks from.
Woo.
It happened. It was, like, for a week or two, people were dying. Like, 3 to 4 people, different trips. Like. Going, drinking.
Visiting. Ooh,
yeah,
man.
And then they'll die. But never again. You got me once. You ain't going to get me again at all.
Drink nobody's water.
Yeah.
I was even skeptical about drinking the water in Paris.
You're not getting me again. You won't. But anyway, since we're talking about Paris, I wanted to talk about these allegations. Well, not allegations, but let's just talk about men. Is it okay if I'm born a man and I turn into a woman? I'm a trans woman.
That's my understanding.
Okay, trans
you
woman.
Last time.
Yeah.
Trans woman.
Women playing sports against biological natural women. There's this boxer. They say, man, dang, this story is kind of tricky. There's this boxer. They say she's born a woman, but she has very high testosterone levels, right?
Yeah.
in this case,
she has a chromosome, like an extra chromosome, but she was born an actual woman. Yeah. I did hear about this. Yeah.
Okay. So in this case, I mean, you can't really do anything about that because it's not like she was trying. She had no control over how she was born. So you just shit out of luck. It's just like with, if you're fighting this girl, you just shit out of luck. It's just like you going to school and your homeboy can naturally just dunk. He can just jump out the gym and you can't. You just have to adapt to that whole situation. I'm talking about men, born men, your whole life, you grew up as a man, developing this strength, the coordination, the agility as a man, and then you convert to a woman and think you should be playing sports against women should not be a thing, especially boxing. When it's a physical type of sport like that, it shouldn't be allowed. Also, there was a black woman running track. Y'all, I ain't got the names. I should have did more research and got the names. But they made this black woman take testosterone medication to lower her testosterone. Why didn't they do that to this boxer?
I didn't know they did that. I know they made her test because
No. They made her take medication to lower her testosterone because she was running track and she just obese at it. So now you're playing games all across the board.
They made her lower hers, but what about the ones that transitioned and they still got the same amount?
That, or to my point about this woman that was born a woman but has high testosterone, but because she's not a black woman, you didn't make her take medicine to lower her testosterone in boxing. Come on, what's happening? So I'm at a point where it almost feels like there's what's that movie? The dude cloning Tyrone?
No, they clone Tyrone.
Yeah. That these people are clones out here agreeing with this rhetoric of, oh, she's a woman now, so she can compete with women now. No, man, come on, get serious. Stop playing these dumb, childish games. It's not a woman because you say you're a woman. And it's not, you know what? You are a woman, but it's not fair. You can't do that. It's not fair. Also, don't you have transgender? No, don't you have women in basketball leagues claiming to be men, but they don't play basketball against the men? They stay playing basketball against women.
I didn't know that.
Anyway, I just had to get that off my chest. I don't think it's fair for a natural born man to convert. I think I mentioned this last time about that weightlifting guy.
Yeah, I remember you brought up the weightlifter. Yeah.
How does the Olympics and other commissions just allow it to happen? Is it not common sense? You're a man. I know you say, I know you was born a man. You're a man. You're naturally stronger than these women. It's not fair. Why are you allowing this to happen? Even in high school sports and college sports, these men are running track against girls, breaking girl records. And it's allowed. The coach, why is the coach allowing this, the schools? How are you all just, where's the justification in this? Where's the, are we that stupid? Shit is stupid, man. Let my daughters, man, I played baseball from the age of 4 all the way up to college. Let my girls start participating in some type of physical sport, train their bodies every day, all the way up to the Olympics. Let them get into the Olympics. And this man decides to turn into a woman and takes that all away from them. Oh, it'll be a day. I'm running on in the Olympics. I'm running onto the track and I'm knocking your ass out. Sir, straight is, bullshit.
Sir, this is just gymnastics. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm beating your ass. Like, come on, man. You don't. That common sense. This man is. Men are naturally stronger than women. Period. We are stronger than women. But then if you add training to that, now I'm a trained man. I'm 10 times as stronger than you now because now I'm trained. No, it should not. Is this a tangent? Or what did I no, just say?
Goose don't want to say this for a long time, y'all. So we gonna let him cook.
It'd be some bullshit. I don't understand it. And I don't even know why it's even a thing. Like, why are people even paying attention to this? Why are kids, high school boys, dressing up as girls, trying to play, well, not trying, going out and playing against girls? And then we give them credit on that. Like, the shit is, it's ludicrous. It's ludicrous.
Got your Mike Tyson. It's just ludicrous.
I'm just saying.
I was on the Olympics.
Stupid.
They have more sports. I was watching something yesterday. I saw two sports yesterday, and I looked at the screen, and I said, I can't believe this is in the damn Olympics. Oh, somebody's going to get a medal for doing this shit. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's so many to name. It's like.
One. Now this one, these aren't silly ones, but, the water aerobics.
Oh yeah. Ain't no
have good. You seen this?
Water aerobics. No, I haven't.
Now
seen
this is, I didn't know. I knew it was a sport, but I didn't know it was as serious as it is. These men and women, they jump in the water and do all type of, it's like.
Like an obstacle course?
No, it's like cheerleading in water. They're building towers. They shoot each other up in the air. They do all type of dance move, everything in the water, underneath the water.
What's the objective?
It's just like tumbling in cheerleading.
Oh, so okay.
They do a whole a routine
underwater.
Underwater, and then at some certain points they push each other up. Synchronized swimming. But it's
yeah, I know that part. Yeah,
but this is with like 15 swimmers.
Yeah, I've seen the synchronized swimming before.
This is with 15 people, not 2 to 3.
I didn't know the name of it. No, the way you described it, I was just like, I'm thinking they underwater, not coming above water at all.
Oh, no. They no, come
and
up.
The camera's under, because I seen this thing called torpedo ball.
Torpedo ball.
So I'm picturing it like that, and I'm like, they doing all this under, oh, yeah, synchronized swimming, that'd be my joint. I'd like watching synchronized swimming.
The torpedo
you
ball.
You ain't seen synchronized swimming before?
Not with so many. They had like 10 to 15. Usually it's just
team of them. It's
usually
like,
it's just three.
Kicking their legs.
Yeah, I was like, what?
And even underwater, they synchronized. Yeah.
That was wild to me. The torpedo ball, though, I didn't know that was a thing. And if y'all haven't seen torpedo ball.
Hold on, that trips me out. You ain't seen?
Torpedo ball?
The synchronized
Man. They started
the
off.
Described it, I was like, now they doing cheerleading. I said, when did they take a breath?
People watching this
they started off all diving in. Yeah. Dive in, synchronizing everything.
they started, they were on each other's back and yeah. they were like a tower.
Yeah.
And then one was like,
I know that.
You, they all started.
I just would have never thought that you had seen it.
Synchronized swimming. Hey, people watching this probably like, this dumb ass. Hey, man, it's synchronized swimming.
The whole, they jump in.
Hey,
you.
They're like, hey, they were synchronized. Torpedo ball, though.
Yeah, that looked like a hard-ass sport.
It is, since I described synchronized swimming, I'm going to describe this one. It's soccer under the water with a Nerf ball.
No, it's like football almost.
No, they have a goal, they have a net. You got to get the torpedo
only
ball.
Using your foot. They're like throwing. It's almost like basketball without bouncing, and it's a torpedo. Because they can pass it, but they're using their hands.
Okay. Take out. It's rugby.
Football,
it's rugby.
Rugby.
Underwater.
Underwater rugby.
Or lacrosse.
Which one?
Underwater. It's the one with the net, and you got to throw the ball. You
okay.
catch the ball
yeah,
with
yeah,
the net.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they using their hand.
Yeah, they had these little Nerf. It's a Nerf ball, Nerf football. And they literally, man, these guys are holding their breaths for about five to ten minutes at a time.
Their breath in wrestling.
Yes.
Underwater.
And throwing this little Nerf ball.
Well, Nerf would float. This thing don't float. Whatever direction you throw it in, it just
it's like
goes.
A torpedo.
Yeah. And they catching it. They basically just trying to get it in each other's goal, and it's a team. And every now and then, somebody would go up for a breath and dive back down, passing it. I was exhausted watching it.
I would die.
See me just bloop, bloop. Slowly. Just slowly float to the top. Look, they passed me the torpedo and hit me in the head. Boom. Ain't no way.
What? They create sports for people, man.
You know how in a movie, anytime they have a swimming scene where somebody has to dive in the water and get to another room, or they swimming around in the water under, like they hold their breath, it looks like for like 45 minutes. This is what these dudes seem like they doing for real in real life, though. Because they swimming, wrestling, fighting, throwing the ball, getting past the other dude. He's throwing it back to him, juking each other out. I'm like, and you ain't took a breath yet?
How they stay down there?
And the water's deep.
Yes. Like, it is crazy.
Meanwhile, me.
Yeah.
Still. Like, hey, y'all, somebody resuscitate that fool
something.
Again. He done.
Man, and I ain't see no, refs. They were just down there. Did you see a ref?
No, I didn't see a ref. It's got to be something. They probably all looking on the camera.
Yeah, like, yeah, they can't hold their breath that long.
Poke him. He doing something illegal.
Tech. Poking the players. Oh, man.
No, water polo is actually on horses. These dudes is just in the water.
It's water missile. It's what is it?
Torpedo ball.
Torpedo
I don't even know if that's
ball.
In the Olympics. I just saw some dudes playing.
Oh,
it.
No. This was the Olympics. Well, I don't know why. Yeah.
I seen a game. So I seen rock climbing. This wasn't even rock climbing.
That's funny.
It was like they was on a wall and they had a certain amount of time to do stuff. It was almost like rock climbing because they had posts that they had to get to and then they just had to touch this thing at the top. To see who could do it quickest, sooner or later, them people on them damn pony sticks is going to be in the Olympics.
Oh, my goodness.
I have
to create a game, man. There has to be a game I can create. Also, table tennis, ping pong, man, these guys and girls be going ham. I'm talking about. And it ain't. Y'all
it's
know
table. It ain't ping pong. It's table tennis.
y'all know good and well when y'all play table tennis, it's all or ping pong. It's the only thing you do is
you just try to make sure that the other person can hit it back.
That's all you're doing.
And we over havoc.
The ball come towards these guys. They get the pedal and they whop there. Put a spin on the ball. It'll hit the table and shoot this way. I'm talking about all type of stuff. That's watching that. I was like, oh, goddamn! I see you ain't beating nobody in table tennis.
not nobody to know how to play. Nuh-uh. Especially the ball, it's fast in a short distance. Like, yeah. You know, you pick up a ping pong ball and smack it real hard.
Yeah.
It's going to go yep. and stop at a couple of feet. Mm-hmm. And that's all the feet they got to work with.
And they be reacting.
Hey, they. That I don't see they. Re, yeah, their muscle reactions yeah. be ridiculous.
What's his name? Badminton.
Oh yeah.
I didn't know that was in the Olympics.
I didn't either. Everything's in the Olympics, man.
Yeah, it's.
I'm trying to think.
It's crazy.
What we gonna do in the Olympics? This pool, pool and bowling in the Olympics.
This probably is got to be.
Yeah, they got the fact that they got national tournaments and stuff.
Yeah, did y'all see? Did you see the photo finish with Noah Lyles?
Yeah,
that was crazy.
He saw. Was it him in that interview? Was it him that said that they was asking him, you know, how do you feel or whatever? To be will it? How will it be feel to be known if you win as the fastest man? It was something like that. And his response, I think it was him that we're talking to. It was like, I already know I'm the fastest. I just came here to prove it to everybody else.
Oh, that sounds just like him.
But he can't say that if you won. Y'all got the same time. It was just literally the photo was the only thing. There, if you look at their time in the 100, their time is the exact same.
Can't be.
Look at their time. They said they have the same time. It's just they're so close.
His chest passed.
His chest passed like the camera only caught it. The time clock didn't catch it.
Okay.
It's like that makes sense. It's like that much.
It was
like
that close.
When you traveling that fast and it's that much, there ain't no.
Yeah. They show a clip of Seinfeld. He was explaining track and field, and he was like, the first place winner's like, hey, how you doing on the first place winner? And then the second place winner is like, hey, how you doing? I'm the second place winner. But he was like, just by this here, you go from the best ever to nobody knows my name.
That's true.
Them boys were flying.
Nah, we love. That's me and Angel's favorite thing is track and field, men and women. The women's, God dang, they been killing it.
Yeah. They body
and, been crazy. Shakari Richardson, she came in second. Mm-hmm. A distant second.
Yeah. That girl.
From
Barbados.
No, don't say nothing else because you're gonna make me lose it.
Oh.
St. Lucia. I said if you say one more, my mind is gonna lock it away forever. Yeah, St. Lucia. She killed it. Shirley Ann Fraser still killing it.
Did she run it?
She didn't run in the
100.
She ran the 200.
I ain't get
hold
to
up,
see
what
that
did she run? She ran, what did she run in, y'all? Shelly Ann Fraser Price.
I thought she was hurt. Too.
No, she backed out of, I think, the 200 and the one. She ran something. I don't remember what it was.
Question for you, though.
The fact that she's close to my age and still doing that.
What now in your physical capacity right now?
And she didn't warm up, damn.
What sport or what game would you play in the Olympics? And you like, I can probably win gold in that. There's a chance.
If I was like to train.
Yeah.
Well, anything could be a sport now. Let me see. Mm-hmm. I want to do pistoling, rifling.
Oh, you'll do that?
Hell yeah. I'm surgical when it comes to these pieces.
What's crazy is my choice was archery. Yeah, I ain't about to be.
I ain't gonna break no sweat out of you. 20-year-old,
nothing else. I don't want to do no water polo. I ain't doing no soccer. I ain't doing no basketball. They got that 3-on-3. They about dying out there from exhaustion.
3-on-3 in U.S.
Give me the archery. I'm gonna be like, yeah.
Yeah, I would do rifling and pistoling. Seen they got laser pistols now. That shouldn't even count. I'm like, come on, man.
I ain't doing it.
If
like
you ain't
said.
Dealing with the recoil of the actual gun, get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm
doing archery.
Oh, she ran the 100 meter heat. Not the final. Okay, she ran the 100 meter heat. She still killed the heat. Mm. The NBA team, U.S. NBA team, the NBA team, it's the U.S. Olympic team for basketball. Shouldn't no other team be coming within 50 points of these fools? Their squad is so deep. I know they ain't taking it as serious.
I was about to say, there you
but
go.
But God dang.
Yeah.
I was watching it yesterday. They was playing Brazil. And I knew who I was on the team. But just watching the entire team, I'm like, the way they switching out people, literally nobody would have to break a sweat. Like, you could literally switch up somebody every 2 minutes.
That first game, they almost lost, though.
Yeah, because they're not taking it. They's like, we just here for a gold medal. They not taking it as serious. But, yeah. Oh, yeah, somebody said curling. I be into the curling, too. Let's get up off here, man.
Curling be too much.
I'm going to slide.
Yeah, that's it. There you go. I'll be.
We should do. Hold up, Goose. We're going to sign up for a curling thing. Yeah.
I'm like, saying it.
I got it.
That'll be funny as hell. You have to push it, though. You got to get
you got
down.
To be right. Yeah, you got to
and
be
you got
down.
To be in that squat.
You got to squat and slide. I wonder how much speed you could. Do you have to stop at a certain point, or you just see how far I could go?
You know what? What do they do? Do they, like, just veer off?
It might. I don't know if they're guiding it. Like, if you wanted to go left, that's how you got to sweep.
Oh, you're talking about the puck that they push.
Yeah, the rock, the thing that they slide.
It just stops.
So it's just to see how far you could get it. Because I start off in a sprint.
No. It's a bullseye.
You oh, that's right. Yeah, you try to get it. Yeah, so then you stop sweeping or you lighten it up to get it to slow down. Yeah. We doing curling.
Yeah.
let's get up out, Goose. We coming back next week. What are we doing?
Nah, this is good.
This
was good. I got some more to say. We can come back next
y'all,
week.
We coming back next week. Y'all have my word. He'll probably back out between now and then, but I'm going to make sure we here.
I won't back out.
He'll be like, hey, play boy, my word. Let's go ahead. And I'm going to show up at his door, ring the doorbell. Nah. Hey, y'all, we live. Let us tell it. Goose in his drawers.
And that's all my answer to if he come unannounced. I'm like, what's happening?
I'm prepared boy. For it now. I'm going to give you a hug. Come here, man. I miss you. all right, y'all. So we'll be back next week.
Yep.
Until then, Goose, you got anything you want to tell him?
Man, y'all just tune in to I'm Not a Lawyer But absolutely. On YouTube, The Debrief. Join the Patreon. Yeah.
Hey, and y'all can y'all know where y'all can find me. This is gonna cause an argument. Our Patreon, patreon.com/thatchickangel. And my beard and body butter. Kennedy messed me up. Y'all, she put it on hold. She wasn't supposed to. I'm just playing. Man Shit is back on sale. What was I gonna say? I'm gonna shoot that. I'm gonna go find that thing and send it over the mail.
Okay.
Is there anything else?
No, that's about it.
Oh, I'm going to get back to start filming Taste with Tank again. I put everything on hold for the summer travel. And before that, y'all know my back was messed up, but I'm Gucci now. My back's feeling good. A doctor yesterday told me to start working out again. Mm. Just don't do them damn deadlifts how you was. Go to physical therapy, and we're going to talk in 6 months. So that's that update. We'll holler back at y'all next week.